ho, ho, hold everything. You know you ain't going nowhere for Christmas. Yes, that's right. With the death toll as high as a Christmas star. Well, you know we ain't gonna travel too far. Man, we ain't going anywhere. You know why? I stay home for Christmas because COVID-19. I'll be low, so low, mistletoe, no presents under the tree for me. Christmas Eve will find me binging Netflix blackout drunk. I'll stay home for Christmas. It'll smell like pine tree and skunk. Skunk weed, baby. I'll stay home for Christmas. I ain't gonna catch me COVID-19. I'll stay home for Christmas unless Santa gives me that vaccine. Ho, 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 ho. Thank you, Pfizer. Thank you, very much.
Sit in a corner, cower, behold a child wow. It's wild hour, we bring our power. Now you be God now, sir. Well, you gotta start us out with a mild flower. From the top of the Freedom Tower to the bottom of the D5 flower. On the floor of the town shower, sunset and gower. All from a sense of our chap hour. One little, you need an hour. Wild hour is the wildest hour. It's not yours, it's mine, it's ours. Wild hour. Bow to the power of the wildest hour.
That was amazing.
Where? Okay, here it is. Let's, and we're sending it to you.
I'll cut that in right
and
there too.
It's beaming to you, and it's kilobytes are kilowatting all the way from Redondo Beach to Palos Verdes. By the way, your community very low on COVID. I've as is mine, and I felt really good about that.
But it's up. It's coming up.
Oh, my God. Did you see today? Like, today's California numbers. Monday's California numbers? Oh, yeah, come on, bro.
It's tragic.
Do you see that? It's like 3-1 Latinos are getting it quicker than every other race. It's crazy. It's knocking out our brown brothers and sisters. Hermanos y hermanas. Be safe out there.
Dude, I tell you, like, a handful of my encounters were, like, at Home Depot or getting gas or something where... You know, a guy would be coming up like directly at me and he's like not masked up. And I'm just like, what the, And
yo, what? You had a dude roll up on you several, unmasked at Home Depot?
Like two guys were like together and I was just like, you
motherfucker.
They like just came around a corner.
You won't let me, Safety Johnson, Mr. COVID Cave himself. You won't let me over your house. I'll be
this
masked.
This was back in fucking forever ago, bro. This was back when I got the stuff to build this.
Oh, this
remember? When it was still kind of like, but I was still paranoid. I was paranoid way before.
This is March. Remember? This is like March.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying this is Reese. I'm like, what are you doing at Home Depot? First of all,
I don't go anywhere if I can
help.
No.
I'm not going anywhere this month at all. Like, look at those numbers, bro. I'm not going anywhere, bro.
It's crazy. You know, it's crazy. Like, that's the thing. It's like, James got a fever the other night and it freaked us out.
I heard you had a fever.
But it lasted James for like had a fever. 20 minutes. And he puked and he was fine.
What? So there was a beaver moon. Do you know what that is? I don't know what it is, but I thought if anybody knows what a beaver moon is.
God, no.
I would imagine it's JD.
I want to know. Beaver moon.
Jason, Stacy, Daniels, Hour. Is that all four? Did I get all four? Or did I miss one?
Good thing. Hold on.
Beaver moon. Recently, there was a beaver moon.
Beaver moon. November's full moon is traditionally called the beaver moon by a number of Native Americans and colonial Americans. Many Native American groups use the monthly moons and nature's corresponding signs as a calendar to track the seasons. Okay.
So every full moon of November is a beaver moon, or is it a particular full moon in November? It sounds to me like every full moon.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, the November full phase.
Two. It's not like a blue moon, right? Where, well, you know, blue moon is when there's a second full moon in the month, right?
Okay,
isn't that
what the full moon is? The full beaver
a
moon.
A month with a second full moon?
You gotta let me tell you. The full beaver moon.
Like Stephen Hawking. Like Stephen Hawking over a speed bump right now. As meet moon. Full meet moon. Colonial. Indigenous.
Oh, is it breaking up?
All right. Talk to me.
Well, the beaver moon is when, I guess that month is when the beavers go into their lodges.
Squeech.
And, you know, for the winter.
I'm interested.
So it's kind of like a Groundhog Day thing, but it's the beaver moon. It means winter's here.
Bing, 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 bing,
bong, the beavers are going into their lodges. Winter's here.
Bong.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from Beaver Lodge. A full moon in November is known as a beaver moon because that's when the beavers harvest inside their lodges. Winter is upon us, Colonial. And one thing the indigenous man knows now, perhaps too late, is to never trust a colonial under a beaver moon or any fucking moon or the sun. Or the rare beaver sun. What's a beaver sun?
I'll look it up. And you know what? I'll put the setting on sun. Images.
Get that beaver sun.
Okay.
It's been a long time since you looked at me.
Been a long time since you looked at me. Oh my gosh, I missed you so much, JD. Gonna call him Jason Stacy. Oh, I forgot Baker.
I forgot Baker, bro. Of course. I only said Jason, Stacy, Denim, Hour, Dean, not Dean, Daniels. But I forgot. I always forget the Baker, JD. But when pushed, I feel like I can remember it now.
Hey, did you know that in the old Europe, during the medieval times?
Yes.
Tell me about the old Europe, JD. Bathhouses were often built next to bakeries to suck the heat off the ovens.
In November,
for the bread.
They were called beaver houses and beaveries.
Make the water warm, they would butt up next to the baker's ovens.
Watch out. They would butt up next to the baker. Watch out. Hello. Holler.
And then they
holler
started serving
boy.
Bread over at the fucking bathhouse. And
the I forgot about the bathhouse. I forgot about what you're talking about, JD.
Yeah. The bathhouse next
the
to the baker.
House and the beavery. The bathhouse and the bakery. Got it.
Well, in the beaver moon, we go to the bathhouse next to the baker.
Sure, because they butt up next to the oven to get the water warm. That's what they do. They get their water warm.
It's like one of those make your own adventure books you read when in the fourth grade.
Yes, choose your own adventure. Stace,
I like to make my
make own your own adventure.
Did you ever try to figure out if there's ever an option to get laid?
Constantly. That was my MO for everything.
It's like, is there one I can...
Modus operandi. I don't know what you've read. Aha. I think I don't want to talk too much about it, JD, because I feel like I'll summon it. But there is definitely a critter that lives here in the Tiki Hut Studios.
What kind of critter, man?
I'm pretty sure it's a lizard. Because I've seen him a couple of times and I've heard him.
Little guy?
Yeah, and he's dark. He's like a dark.
It'd probably be like on your computer when you leave. Like fucking warming off of that processor.
Sending emails. Sending emails looking up.
Oh, you think it like he's on your computer.
Yeah. He's on it as soon as I leave.
I meant like fires a cat.
I know what you meant.
I didn't commit to this job.
You mean butting up against it. You meant butting up against it for heat, like a colonial
like
bathhouse.
They did over at the bathhouse. Excuse me,
old Europe,
Baker.
An old Europe bathhouse. I forgot you talked about, you know, back in the old Europe. Oh my gosh. New Europe would be a much better name for America. They should have done it. New Europe.
We got New York, New Jersey, New Hampshire. What else we got, JD? Come on. Huh? Come on. New Mexico, that's not old Europe.
That's New Spain.
That's old Spain.
Old Spain. Old Spice.
They should call, that's incredible, dude. They should call USA New Europe and Mexico New Spain. I think that's a thing
New
we should
Spain,
lean
yeah.
into. Now that Donald Trump lost.
Because I think...
Man,
I
now,
mean, it doesn't,
hey,
I mean,
don't blame that's... me. I voted for Trump, man. I didn't vote for any of this New Europe shit. I voted for DT. I'm down to fuck. I'm DT, goddammit. Oh, I'm DTD Jesus. Down to Donald. Oh, Lord, JD. God bless it.
I have God a proper buzz it. On right now.
Yeah, man. It's good, man.
I drank a White Russian.
Incredible. That's what my old lady was for Halloween. She was a White Russian.
Hello, have you heard of a drink called White Russian? I don't know how you Yanks make it, but the classic way to make a proper White Russian where I'm come from, Lazhe Slanskin, in the deep in the heart of the gulag, you do not use milk or cream, you use babies, honey dipped for freshness and sweetness right from the cove of the bee. They make their honey out of their pointy honey makers. Then you mix in the vodka. So it is not milk and cream or milk or cream and vodka. It is vodka and then the most freshest, gooeyest, cheekiest honey-dipped baby you ever tasted. That is proper White Russian.
It's Christmas Eve, my baby. It's Christmas Eve, my dear. It's Christmas Eve, my baby. Let's drink eggnog and chase it with beer. Light up the Christmas tree. Come get lit with me. It's Christmas Eve, my baby. I got you a present. It's in that golden box. I think you're gonna find it. That present rocks. I got you a bunch of presents and stuffed them in the socks. They call them stockings, abbreviated stocks. Baby, it's just me and you, Christmas party for two. Meet me under the mistletoe, let's go. Woo!